says Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Most shopping is still done in person rather than online, but shopping patterns are shifting. Research shows consumers like to buy online but return things to brick-and-mortar stores. Some scientists have estimated that solar radiation management could cool the Earth quickly for as little as $5 billion per year or so. In 2016 fiscal year, the Education Department processed almost 17,000 civil rights complaints, a nearly 60% increase over 2015. Of the nearly 2,000 rural counties in the U.S., about 60% added jobs last year, while 40% lost them. The Wells Fargo whistleblower on the bank's fraudulent sales practice was ordered by the Labor Department's OSHA to pay $5.4 million to the former manager and offer his job back. The U.S. is now home to over 5,300 small craft breweries. In 1981, there were only 82 breweries in the U.S. In a recent survey, more than half of people asked said they believe flood damage was covered by a standard homeowner's policy. Usually, it is not. In the largest protest in years in South Africa, tens of thousands in cities throughout the country demonstrated to demand the resignation of President Zuma for his dismissal of a well-respected finance minister who had been fighting corruption. Arizona has passed a bill making it easier to enroll children in private schooling at public expense. In the wake of Twitter filing a lawsuit challenging the government's demand that it name the account holder on a group critical to Trump immigration policies, the government dropped its order. A study by Standard & Poor's of the performance of Blue Cross in more than 35 states found that insurers have reduced their losses in 2016 and are likely to break even or profit this year. A federal judge approved a legally binding overall consent agreement of the Baltimore Police Department despite efforts by the Justice Department to put the brakes on the Obama-era agreement. Both Walmart and Target have gender-neutral bathroom policies, letting the user be the chooser. But Target advertised the fact after the North Carolina bill was passed and has seen falling sales in three quarters, costing it billions. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.